Hallmark Media. Glass ornaments hang from a display in a shop. A woman takes a container of gray silica sand from a table with many colors of sand. She holds a glass tube and heats the bulb at the end over a flame. She blows into the tube, inflating the bulb into a sphere. She paints numbered ornaments and motifs from the 12 days of Christmas. On an ornament with the number 12, she paints the hat onto a drummer. Title: A Heidelberg Holiday. A woman in a coat enters.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
Oh, Heidi. I wish you wouldn't put these rejection letters up like this.
It's her motivation, Mom. How else am I going to get good enough to get in next year?
You are good enough. Your art is one of a kind.
Technically, they're 12 of a kind.
They're incredible, and they're going to sell like crazy.
In Boulder, maybe. But no matter what I do, I can't seem to break out of this bubble.
You know how competitive the German Christmas markets are.
Yeah.
Especially the Heidelberg market.
I know. I just put everything into my ornaments this year.
You put everything into your art every year.
I wish I had more to show for it. I work out of my parents' garage, and my best friend is a blowtorch. I just thought I'd be further along by now.
Honey, you get to travel all over the country selling your art.
But I don't really get to appreciate it. I'm working so much, I barely see the outside of my booth.
Well, that's on you.
Maybe it's time to start thinking about grad school again.
Do you still feel inspired by your work?
I don't know anymore. I don't really doubt my talent, but I do wonder if I could be fulfilled doing something else. And I can't help but feel like I'm letting Oma down.
Oma could never be disappointed in you. She just wants you to see the city she grew up in.
Well, it seems that city has other plans.
I know how difficult it must be to work so hard at your art and still feel like you're failing. But you've got to hang in there.
Yeah.
Now, let's go get some turkey and stuffing. Your brother's been basting that bird since breakfast.
Say no more. I'm gonna get cleaned up. I'll be right behind you.
Good.
Heidi looks down at her work table, then enters the front door of a home.
Wanna go outside?
Heidi sashays toward a toddler playing in the living room.
Hi, baby.
Oh, Auntie loves you. Mwah. Good job.
A man holds Christmas decorations.
Dad, you know it's still Thanksgiving for another 9 hours.
Yeah, but my countdown to Christmas started the last week of October.
Okay, well, don't do too much without me.
I wouldn't dare, sweetie.
Heidi, I need some advice.
This year's Christmas cards. What are you feeling?
Tough call, but I'm gonna have to say... ugly Christmas sweater.
Thank you. Cam, I was right. Ugly sweaters it is.
Don't distract me. I am delivering a masterpiece.
Honey.
Cameron, that smells delicious.
Where's your mom?
I don't know. She was upstairs on the phone last I saw her. My German's too rusty to keep up with her speed.
She was speaking German?
She still is.
Subtitles. I have no idea how I should thank you.
What's she saying?
She's thinking something.
Oh, for what?
I am so happy. Wonderful. Simply wonderful.
Wonderful. Something's wonderful.
That's got to be good news, right?
What is she talking about?
I will make sure she responds as quickly as possible.
Totally in the dark now.
No idea.
Thank you so much. Goodbye. Heidi's Oma hangs up the phone and raises her eyebrows at her.
Someone's headed to Heidelberg.
What?
Yes, Heidi!
Are you
Heidi!
I told you. Did I not tell you? Oh, my.
They eat dinner.
I still don't understand how someone dropped out after only a week.
Who cares how it happened, okay? It happened.
Yeah. Exactly. You are finally getting the break you deserve.
And in the same market where my mother used to sell her paintings.
It's nothing short of a miracle.
No, the real miracle is going to be booking the flights and shipping the ornaments. Gosh, I got to find a place to stay.
Let me see what I can do.
And we will help you with the rest.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It all just seems a bit rushed, doesn't it? And I'll have to cancel Boulder Festival. Maybe Heidelberg will let me defer till next year.
No, I can't do that.
This is an opportunity.
Absolutely not.
You are Heidi Heidelberg. Your ancestors transported the great columns of Charlemagne's palace in Ingelheim all the way to the Heidelberg Castle. So I am sure you can arrange some last-minute travel.
Well, when you put it that way.
Heidi glances around at her family.
Looks like I'm going to Heidelberg!
Heidelberg.
Yes!
That's my girl.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Okay.
And as our ancestors would say, Prost.
The family clink glasses. A shop building sits outside the large, elegant house. Inside the shop, Heidi packs ornaments into a case. Oma enters.
Oh!
Subtitles. Someone's been busy. Very busy.
Great! You're practicing.
As much as I can, but I have mostly been working on packaging my ornaments. Yeah. I have to ship them out as soon as I can.
What is that for?
This is my display set that I'm taking on the plane, and then I'll ship the rest. Ta-da!
Subtitles. I'm so proud of you.
You have some wood for me?
No, I said stolz, not holz.
Oh! You're proud of me.
Very good.
I swear, I have forgotten half my high school German.
Keep at it. It will come back.
Yeah.
I have some good news for you. An old friend of mine has a friend that has a guest cottage that is close to the market and quite affordable. They will email you with the details.
Oma! That's amazing.
Oh, in German, please.
Right, sorry. Unglaublich.
Unbelievable. Great.
I wish you were coming with me. Maybe we can talk to your friend to see if there's room in the guest cottage.
I have a feeling this is something you need to do on your own.
I'll be thinking of you every moment.
You'd better. And to remind you of that, I made you a list.
Heidi unfolds the illustrated note.
These are pieces of my youth. I hope you will be able to put them together.
Subtitles. I love you. I love you too. The two hug.
I promise to be home on the 24th with a phone full of pictures and a suitcase full of chocolate.
Now you're speaking my true language. Mm. You must bring me back a Studentenkuss.
What's that?
That's your job to find out.
Mission accepted.
Okay.
A sign reads Swifty Saver Shipping.
I mean, that's a lot of boxes. 20 boxes, right?
Are you sure that's the best you can do?
Yeah, the prices are what they are. Especially with Christmas right around the corner and how fast you want these delivered, I mean...
I understand. What you quoted me is almost as much as the value of my shipment.
I'm sorry. I wish there was something I could do. But I can't. Unless... never mind.
Unless what?
Well, unless you were willing to explore some alternative shipping options.
What do you mean, alternative?
You ever heard of a little company called UPS?
Yes, I just told you they quoted me.
No. I'm talking about universal private shipping. They're the lesser known of the UPSs. If you gave them a chance, they would do their darndest to get your packages delivered by first week of December.
Do their darndest?
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't sound too promising.
The price sure does.
The man hands Heidi a slip of paper.
Wow, that is like... way cheaper than any of the other bids.
Yeah, right. I mean, it doesn't seem real, but it is. These guys are great. What do you say?
I don't know. Maybe it's too cheap?
They offer verified international tracking number and full insurance.
Okay. Let's give them a try.
Wonderful. You want to add the insurance then?
Yes, as much as you can give me. And can I have some extra fragile stickers?
You betcha. Hey, these are on the house.
Thanks.
One of them is on the house. We're going to charge for the rest of those. They are pricey.
Hi, I'm here.
The family waves at Heidi's departing cab. In Heidelberg, a road curves along a riverbank. Heidi rides in a taxi.
Everything is so festive. Can you stop here, please? I want to see if I can find my booth. It'll only take a second. I promise it won't take long.
In a minute, I'll take...
Okay. Just give me 1 minute.
Heidi gets out at the festive winter market. Subtitles. I can't stay here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stood here like...
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I just had to see that.
The cab drives past the market. Can you tell me the house number again?
Sorry.
What did you say?
Die Hausnummer, bitte.
House number. Right. 124. 124.
Did you say 24?
Yeah.
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 Then we are here.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh. Danke schön.
The taxi begins to drive off.
Oh, wait! My bags!
The trunk bops.
Thank you.
Heidi takes her bags from the trunk, then closes it.
Dankeschön!
Welcome!
Heidi maneuvers her three bags into a stack, then begins towing them up the cobblestone sidewalk. She stops at the address number, 24.
Are you kidding me? I said 124. It's probably just a block up. Seriously, what is going on here?
Heidi lugs her bags uphill, past different building facades.
Wonderful.
An address reads, 38. She rounds a corner and looks up a steep cobblestone street with a German road sign.
Cobblestone. Of course. Oh boy.
Heidi drags her bags up the steep hill.
76. Good. Halfway there.
A man approaches on a bike from behind. Subtitles, do you need some help? I'm sorry, but...
I'm sorry. I'm too exhausted to speak German right now.
That's okay. I speak English as well. Can I help you?
Yes. Can you tell me why the house numbers in Germany only go up two at a time?
That would be because our system is extremely efficient. We don't like waste, even when it comes to house numbers.
Well, where I come from, when you get to the end of the block, the numbers automatically go up by 100.
That sounds highly illogical, if you ask me.
Either way, I wish I had known that before the cab driver dropped me off 50 houses back from where I needed to be.
That doesn't sound very German of him. Be honest, what did you do?
What do you mean, what did I do? I mean, maybe he got a little annoyed with me because I asked him to make a pit stop at the Christmas market.
That could do it.
But more likely, it was because I got nervous and said yeah, even though I had no idea what he was saying.
It's all making sense now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought my German was pretty good, but everyone here speaks so fast, and if they have a dialect, forget about it.
Gute Freude, das verstehe ich natürlich ganz klar.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry. Probably can't help you to understand the dialect. But I can help you the rest of your way.
That won't be necessary.
The man catches a bag as it falls.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I got it. Sorry.
Let me just take this one for you.
Thank you. Sorry to bother you.
Not at all. Besides, my mother would never forgive me if I didn't help.
How would she know?
Oh, she could sense it. Trust me.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. In fact, I'd better take the other bag too, just in case. Where to?
Just up the way a little bit.
All right.
Wait. What about your bike?
I dare someone to steal it. Honestly, it would end up saving me money. It belongs to my father, but somehow he always tricks me into fixing it.
Sounds like you have quite the parents.
They are very... Let's see, how would the Americans put it? Extra?
Say no more. Okay, well, I'm gonna take it.
Heidi puts her case in the bike's basket. Oh.
How do you ride this bike up a hill?
Years of training. I'm Lucas. I'll shake your hand, but my hands are full.
I'm Heidi.
Pleasure to meet you.
Heidi and Lucas scale the hill.
So, Heidi, that's a pretty German name for a pretty American girl.
Wait till you hear my last name.
Lucas glances at her.
How long do I have to wait?
I actually decided not to tell you.
That's quite strange.
You'll never believe it.
At least give me a chance.
What's your last name?
Oppermann. You see how easy that was?
Wait, do you live at 124 Wilhelminenstrasse?
Heavens, no.
Oh, that's where I'm going.
Huh. Then you are in luck.
Why?
Because you're about to see how extra my parents really are.
House numbers read 124. Lucas opens the house's gate.
Thank you. Listen, I don't want to stress them out. Maybe you could just show me the guest cottage and I can meet them tomorrow.
Impossible. They will insist you join us for dinner and to celebrate the lighting of the first candle.
I'm really too jet-lagged to celebrate anything.
Interesting argument. We'll see how that holds up.
Heidi Heidelberg. Oh, thank goodness. You have arrived in one piece. Welcome.
Subtitles. Pleased to meet you. And you speak German? How wonderful. A little bit.
I'm still learning.
Oh, you must be hungry. Would you like some soup before dinner?
Actually, I'm not hungry.
Rudy, heat up some soup.
Hold it. Your last name is Heidelberg.
I know you wouldn't believe it.
Heidi Heidelberg. I don't even know where to start.
Start by telling them that I can't stay for dinner, please. I'm wrecked.
I can try, but I think it's best if you just give
Heidi Heidelberg.
What a pleasure to welcome you home to the city of your ancestors. You must excuse me for not heating up the soup before greeting you, but we have so looked forward to hosting you that I simply have to meet you immediately. Welcome to the Opperman home.
It's so good to meet all of you, but really, you do not have to make me any soup.
Would you rather have spätzle?
No, Rudy. No spätzle before dinner. I was only offering. Let's let her rest now and then eat with us later. Yes, later is better.
You poor thing. You must be exhausted.
But what you need is a full stomach and an empty wine glass. You can rest a bit later.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Then come in and don't mind the mess.
Wait, what is happening?
You said yeah before you understood everything, didn't you?
Yeah. I gotta stop doing that.
Teresa? Mark? We have a guest.
Boys, our guest is here. Put the Legos away.
Mark, can you set another plate at the table?
All right. Yes. Here we go.
Thank you, Teresa.
Danke.
Heidi and the family join hands.
As we gather together as a family on this, the very first Advent Sunday of the Christmas season, we would like to extend a special welcome to our honored guest, Fräulein Heidi Heidelberg. May her time here in Germany be fruitful and festive. Mahlzeit.
Mahlzeit.
Here are the dumplings. Homemade schnitzel. Fried potatoes. You're going to love these.
I'm sure that's quite enough, Mama.
Okay.
I was on baking duty when you arrived. I'm Teresa, the older and much smarter sister of Lucas.
I have no rebuttal.
It's great to meet you. And these must be your boys?
Yes, Jona is 9 and Danny is 7. Oh, and we're expecting a little girl.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does your feed taste?
Oh, no. What did I say?
Futter is for cows and Essen is for people.
Right. Futter sounds like food, so I always mix that up.
It's okay. Daddy makes way worse mistakes than that.
Guilty. Been here over a decade and I still have a hard time.
I thought I detected an American accent.
Yep. I'm Mark. I got stationed out here for the army and never left.
No wonder your boys speak such perfect English. And because they watch way too many Ninjago cartoons.
I don't know that cartoon.
They're Lego ninjas. We wrote St. Nicholas to bring us one this year.
What day does he come again?
Is she teasing?
I don't think she's teasing. Where she lives, Santa Claus visits the children, while St. Nicholas takes care of us out here in Europe.
St. Nicholas doesn't come to America?
It's usually just Santa.
I'm never going to America for Christmas.
Grandma Knudsen will be very sad to hear that.
Maybe you should teach Heidi about the St. Nicholas Day tradition.
Mm.
After all, she'll be celebrating her first one this year.
I want to know everything.
It all started with a saint named Nicholas. He was very nice and lived a long time ago. He loved children and always brought them presents. And he still comes around at the 9th of December the 5th and drops some presents off. Only if you're good. If you're bad, you get a visit from Belsnickel.
Who is Belsnickel?
He's friends with St. Nicholas, but he's very hairy and he wears fur and has a lot of horns and he never takes a bath.
Oof.
If you're naughty, he brings you something bad in your stocking, like coal or sticks.
Uh-oh. Has he ever come to visit you?
No, but he almost came for Danny.
Yeah, when I burned Mommy's bathrobe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
It's okay. I said I was sorry, and St. Nicholas brought her a new one.
Phew. I am so glad you apologized.
I'm glad he didn't burn the whole house down.
That's you.
So what brings you to Heidelberg?
I'm here to sell my artwork at the Christmas market.
That's amazing. I'll be there, too.
Oh, what kind of art do you do?
The tasty kind.
Baked goods, pastries, cakes, cookies.
I can't wait to try them.
Well, you won't have to wait long. I baked some cookies for dessert.
Dessert?
Yes. It's going to be a long evening, you know. We've got lots of stuff planned. Stories and carol singings, and of course we play games. It's going to be a long night.
Heidi looks at Lucas, who shrugs.
I guess I was hungrier than I thought.
My parents' cooking has a way of doing that.
Well, your sister's baking is a problem as
well. Oh, tell me about it.
Come on.
Heidi and Lucas stand on a decorated balcony.
Wow. The market is so magical. I can't believe I get to spend the next 3 weeks in it.
I just can't wait to get out there and get all set up.
Let's get you a good night's rest first.
Good idea.
Come on down, you two. We're about to light the first candle.
You don't have to stay. I can show you to the cottage.
Your sister's cookies are giving me a second wind.
You sure it's not the coffee?
Maybe that too.
On the first Sunday before Christmas, we light the candle to remember to spread light to those around us who are in darkness.
Lucas and Heidi smile at each other.
Only three
bring our camels to Christmas.
And only 6 more days until St. Nicholas comes.
And only 15 more minutes till your bedtime.
I love that you have your own Advent wreath. I mean, we have one at church, but it's really neat that you have this tradition in your home.
What kind of traditions do you have at home?
Well, we all go caroling on Christmas Eve. And then we act out the nativity story as a family.
Well, that must be quite the production.
You have no idea. No, but probably my favorite tradition is called stocking secrets.
I've never heard of that.
Neither have I.
Because my mother made it up.
Oh.
It's not a present you give someone. It's a secret wish or a goal you make during the holiday season. You write it down and you stick it into the toe of your stocking. And you only reveal it if and when the wish comes true.
A goal? Like in football?
Not exactly. I'm not sure of the word in German.
Ein Ziel.
Yes. I'll give you an example. One year, my stocking secret was to make a glass ornament. I'd always wanted to, but I was too nervous to try. But somehow, writing it down and sticking it into my stocking gave me the courage to sign up for a class. It was not perfect, but it still hangs on my family's tree.
Aww. Sweet. That is wonderful. In honor of our welcome guest, why don't we all join in the stocking secret tradition this Christmas?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Then I get pen and paper.
And I have an extra stocking with your name on it.
How do you already have a stocking with my name on it?
Well, I stitched it the moment I knew that you were coming.
I told you so.
I know what I want to write. Me too.
The boys race off.
You will learn we Oppermans quite enjoy our Christmas traditions. We're happy to share in yours.
Thank you.
On a slip of paper, Heidi writes, "My stocking secret. Sell all of my ornaments at the market." Smiling, she hangs up her stocking. She yawns.
Oh, all right. We have officially tired out the guest of honor. That's our cue for the Knutsen family to head home.
But what about Heidi's artwork?
Yeah, I want to see it.
I think we can wait until tomorrow.
Yes.
It's okay. I can show them quickly.
Heidi opens her case.
Wow. These are absolutely stunning. May I?
Of course. We just have to be really careful because it's my display set.
Oh, that's very unique. There's nothing quite like this at the market.
Oh, that means a lot coming from a fellow artist like Lucas.
You didn't tell me you're an artist.
Because I'm not.
Oh, please.
I'm a craftsman at best. The word artist should be reserved for people with talent like this.
Thank you. But now I'm curious. What kind of artist are you?
I make and repair furniture. Speaking of which, I should be off. There's a lot to finish tomorrow.
Before you start your day tomorrow, why don't you show Heidi to her booth?
I'll probably be fine.
Oh, the Christmas market can be very confusing.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I can handle the finishing at the shop so you don't get behind.
Does this mean you're unretired?
For a few hours, I presume.
If you would like the company, I'd be glad to show you to your booth.
Danke schön.
They walk outside.
I can't believe you already carried over my suitcase.
Oh, my mother made sure of that.
Well, the market doesn't open till 11, so I might sleep in a bit.
Sleep as long as you need. I have plenty to do. Just meet me in the wood shop whenever you're ready.
Perfect. Can you give me the address?
Lucas points to an Oppermont sign.
Oh, that makes it easy. Holzwerk. Oh, that means woodwork, right?
Yes, and perfect pronunciation.
Danke.
Lucas opens the guest cottage door and Heidi crosses the threshold.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Lucas begins his walk back.
It's so cute!
In the daytime, the Heidelberg Market sits nestled in a town square. A carousel ride in the market spins.
I can't believe it. I think I'm gonna cry.
You wouldn't be the first. Right this way.
Are you kidding? Oh, my mom would die.
Sorry, but I really have a lot of work to do, so if we can hurry.
Right.
Yeah. Well, as you see, it gets quite busy in here, so stay close.
Heidi wanders to a booth.
Oh, seriously? Heidi, hey, come on.
Lucas stares her away. Your work is unbelievable.
You have plenty of time to look around at anything you want after you're all set up. No. All right, here we are. Booth number 260.
Heidi looks at her wooden booth, decorated with a garland.
I told you I was gonna cry.
As well you should. Just being here is a big accomplishment. Well, if everything is in order, I'll head back to the woodshop.
Oh, please do. You've done so much already. I'm also here.
She struggles with her displays.
Oh.
Everything is good. I'm all good.
I'm all good.
Maybe I'll just help you get set up quick.
Thank you.
Let's do this.
Lights decorate booths at the market. Heidi hangs an ornament on a display tray.
It's beautiful. You really thought of everything.
And thank you for your finishing touch. I just wish I had all my inventory.
When does that arrive?
December 4th by noon.
Look at this. First customer.
I can't believe this is happening.
People begin to approach the booth. Good day. Hi, do you speak English? They nod.
Good. I'm Heidi. I'm the artist. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask me. These are handcrafted, from the glass blowing to the hand-painted designs. And all the designs are completely original. I make them from 100% recycled glass, so they're very eco-friendly. I mean, if that's important to you. Rest assured, the quality is not compromised, of course.
People disperse from Heidi's booth.
Guess what my last name is? Heidelberg. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
The remaining woman leaves.
Discounts available if you buy multiple sets. What did I say?
Maybe you should wait until they want to buy one set before you push multiples.
They were leaving. I panicked. I don't get it. Usually the customers love talking to me.
Can I give you a little unsolicited advice on your solicitation?
Please.
All right. In Germany, we have a little different mindset. We are not really a shop till you drop culture, like you Americans.
Is that how you see us?
It's not bad. It's just different. Germans love the Black Forest. Americans love the Black Friday.
The deals are pretty amazing.
I can only imagine.
Fine. Enlighten me.
Perhaps you should try a little more laid-back approach. Let your art speak for itself.
Like a soft sell situation?
I've never heard that term, but I like it, yeah.
How would you say it in German?
Zurückhaltende Verkaufsstrategie.
Zurückhaltende Verkaufsstrategie. Yeah, I think I'll stick to the English version.
Probably for the best.
Look at this booth. I'd like to buy every last ornament, please. Yes, of course. Oh, my goodness.
Teresa.
I'm so sorry. That was a horrible joke.
No, it was a pretty great joke. I'm just a little bit too sensitive right now. I feel like nobody likes my booth.
Very common feeling for your first time in the market. Don't worry, you'll find ways to get over it.
Okay, like how?
Why don't you come by my pastry booth and eat your worries away?
I would love to, but I just got here. I can't leave.
Well, we all take care of each other here. I'll just ask the neighbors to watch over it.
But what if other customers come?
They can read your lovely sign and then look at the website, and if they want it badly enough, they will come back for it. Trust me. Plus, most people are just browsing this early.
Soft sell, remember?
Uncomfortably soft. Okay, yes! I would love to leave my booth on my first day. Just breathe, you'll be fine. Hey, you coming along?
Unfortunately, I have to head back to the woodshop. For real this time.
Thank you so much for your help.
Of course. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Ciao.
Have fun.
Come on. We're really leaving?
Yes.
Okay. You don't think anything's gonna happen?
It'll be fine.
Come on. I literally just got here.
Hope you don't mind me taking a shortcut. It's not exactly the scenic route.
Are you kidding me?
Every street you take out here is the scenic route.
What is going on in there?
They sell a chocolate called a Studentenkuss. Very popular.
My Oma wanted one of those.
Does she have a secret crush on someone?
What do you mean?
Traditionally, if you give someone a Studentenkuss, it's a way to tell them that you have a crush on them.
Huh.
It goes back to the 1800s. It started at the university here.
That's so cute. Are they any good?
Oh, delicious. And made by a local chocolatier.
Oh, that's the real reason my Oma wanted one. She's a chocolate fiend. Well, I'll have to come back and get her one when the line dies down.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that. This city is full of love, so they're always busy.
In the chocolate shop logo, a woman and a man's silhouette face each other. Lights glow in the market at night.
Danke. Okay, I don't know where to start.
I would start in Paris and then head to Berlin.
Good call.
Oh, and once you're done with that, I have a whole tour of Europe to take you on.
Lead the way.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go. Good.
Again.
It is good.
Yum.
Heidi and Teresa eat and laugh in the market. They they take cookies from a table and eat spoonfuls of food. They converse and gesture to each other.
I am so glad I skipped lunch.
Right?
Oh my goodness!
What?
Someone just bought a set of ornaments from my QR code. My first sale!
Congratulations!
Yes, Lucas was right about the soft sell.
You should leave your booth, Moff.
So, is any of your family coming to visit while you're here?
Ugh, I wish. It was so last minute, it was even a stretch for me to get here. But everyone agreed it was too big an opportunity for me to pass up.
Well, I'm glad you made it out. Mark and I were talking about how sweet you are with our boys. They had so much fun with you last night.
They are delightful. The whole family is. I've been wanting to ask you, how did you end up marrying an American?
I ask myself that all the time.
Our paths crossed at a Christmas charity event that the soldiers always volunteered. And the rest is history. Yeah, I'm lucky that he loves Germany enough to stay and start a life here after he retired.
Do you know how rare that is? I do, and I'm very grateful. How about you? Are you looking or just focusing on your art?
A little bit of both, actually. Now, the problem is, once people realize how much I work and travel, they seem to lose interest.
I think some people would find what you do very interesting.
Somehow, never the ones I meet.
Well, here's to finding the balance between love and doing what you love.
Prost!
The two clink mugs. A customer stands at Heidi's booth.
Wow. The colors are so vibrant, and the detail of the painting is amazing. Must have taken you hours to do each one.
Many hours. But people like you make it all worthwhile.
My father's going to love this. It's his favorite carol. He sings it once a day, starting exactly 12 days before Christmas.
What a sweet tradition.
The older he gets, the more off-key he sings, but... To me, he will always sound like an angel. He will love these. They're really perfect.
That makes me so happy.
Do you take cash?
Yes, but it has to be a pre-order because all my inventory doesn't arrive until tomorrow afternoon.
It'll be worth the wait.
Thank you.
A person takes a wooden tile of the number 4 from a large advent calendar. Lucas chisels wood in his workshop. Heidi steps in and looks around.
What are you working on?
It's nothing.
Come on, I showed you my artwork. Let me see yours.
Maybe I don't want to be judged by someone of your artistic talent.
Says the man who makes the best handcrafted furniture in Heidelberg. That's right, I did a little cyber stalking last night. Your family's business is known and respected all across Germany. So, don't tell me you're not an artist.
You create the joy of Christmas with your work. I create a place to keep your socks and underwear.
She extends her hand.
Come on now.
Lucas begrudgingly hands her his wood carving. Heidi looks at the carving, a still rough depiction of the nativity.
Wow. Okay, I know it's not finished, but I can tell when it is. It's gonna be extraordinary.
Unfortunately, I rarely ever finish them.
Why?
I mainly do it to clear my head. There's so much actual work to be done. I don't really have the time to mess around with a hobby. So, why aren't you at your booth?
I took a break to see if a certain someone could go to the post office with me.
You need some backup?
And maybe a vehicle to pick up the boxes.
All right, I'll get my bike then.
I have 20 boxes. I think was thinking more the van out front.
Okay, I take the van, you the bike.
Heidi and Lucas stand in line.
Thank you so much for your help. I know how busy you are.
You're busy yourself. I heard sales are going well.
Yes, you were so right. The laid-back approach is really working for me.
I had a feeling it would.
172.
I don't know how else I would have gotten the boxes home. But I promise not to make a habit out of distracting you from your work.
Listen, you somehow got my father helping in the shop again. I am not complaining in the least.
How long ago did he retire?
About 5 months ago, and 5 years too early, if you ask me.
173.
What happened?
I'm not exactly sure myself. One day, out of the blue, he handed me his apron and said the business was mine, along with the reputation of 4 generations of Oppermanns.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure.
Why do you think I ate so many of Theresa's pastries?
174.
Okay, I admit this is very efficient, but also equally nerve-wracking.
You got your tracking number and photo ID, right?
Yes.
Then you got nothing to worry about.
175.
Lucas glances at Heidi.
I'll be right behind you.
175.
Right. Sorry.
Sending or receiving? Can we speak English, please?
Of course. Sending or receiving?
Receiving. My boxes should be here today.
Okay. Tracking number and identification.
Yes.
Thank you.
I promise it's real. People always think, Heidi Heidelberg, that must be a fake name. But no, it's real. I'll show you my birth certificate.
That won't be necessary. To be honest, I find your name quite unremarkable, actually.
Okay.
Heidelberg is a very common family name in this region. Furthermore, seeing as many Americans are quite fond of alliterations, it would be very probable for your parents to choose Heidi as your given name. Hold, please.
He holds a phone to his ear.
Yeah.
Yes, me. I have another of these strange shipments from a sender identified as UPS.
Nein.
No, not that UPS. I can't find it.
It seems there's a bit of a problem.
What problem?
Nein.
I don't know. He's
finished.
What's in the tracking number?
Not there.
Not there? What does that mean?
No.
It's supposed to be here today.
Oh. Okay, jetzt
sicher. Okay, I see it now. Thank you.
I'm very sorry for the delay, but I have located your packages.
Oh, good. You had me so worried there for a second.
They are currently being held at a customs office in Iceland.
Iceland? Why would they be there?
Seems they are subcontracted through a second-tier provider.
Second tier?
Yeah, you're right. Probably third tier at best.
Why was it subcontracted?
To save money, perhaps.
No, I was told it was a reliable service.
I have no idea who gives you this information, but on the bright side, as long as the items clear customs in Reykjavik, they could be here on next Thursday.
Thursday?
The man holds out a slip of paper, then pulls it back.
In the future, may I suggest that you entrust your shipping needs to the ever-reliable and extremely efficient German postal service. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Heidi snatches the paper.
176.
Let's go.
I don't understand. How are they not here yet? I'm going to talk to the manager.
At least they made it to European soil, technically. I'm sure they will arrive next week, exactly as you said.
No, what he said exactly was that as long as they clear customs, they should arrive. That hardly sounds like a guarantee. Oh, what am I going to do? If I can't deliver these ornaments by a reasonable time, all my customers are going to cancel.
Have you ever eaten a marron?
What? My life is falling apart and you're offering me a snack?
Are you ready for this?
That doesn't look like a macaroon.
Not a macaroon. Marron. It's a chestnut roasted on an open fire. Just like this Christmas carol all Americans are obsessed with.
That's a pretty great song.
And why have you never had one?
Doesn't look very appetizing.
Wait till you taste it.
Heidi takes a bite.
Okay. Pretty good. Well, that Bing Crosby knew what he was singing about.
What the song doesn't say is that chestnuts have a very spiky husk on top of the hard shell. If you saw it on the tree, you'd never think to pluck it, peel it, roast it, and turn it into something delicious.
And how does this anecdote help me get my ornaments delivered?
Maybe your saturation's like a chestnut. It looks horrible on the outside. But peel away the bed, add some positive energy. This trip may turn out better than you expected.
It's a bit of a stretch, but I can see what you're doing.
Honestly, I was just trying to prevent an altercation between you and the postal worker.
So I need to trust that my ornaments will arrive eventually and try to enjoy my life in the meantime.
Where do you want to start?
Oh, with Oma's list.
Heidi pulls out the list.
It contains pieces of her childhood that she wants me to experience while I'm here.
The two look at the paper.
Oh, you've got some work to do.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm going to balance it all with the market.
Why not start with the castle your ancestors built? I should have some time Saturday morning, if you'd like some company. We could be there and back before the market even opens.
That'd be great. But will it be open that early?
Even if it's closed, we'll tell them Heidi Heidelberg is coming.
Apparently, it's a very common name.
Even so, I think it's lovely.
Lucas grins.
Can I have another macaroon?
A marron?
Please.
A marron. Yeah.
Marron.
Here we go.
A castle sits in the distance as the two stand outside. Snow dusts the town. Heidi and Lucas walk under a castle arch.
I love the architecture.
So much history, yes.
It's incredible. This is like just up the street from your house. Look how tall it is.
And this is actually the flag of Heidelberg.
Heidi Heidelberg?
Yeah, probably.
They approach a carving in the castle.
Look at this.
I love this piece.
The detail's incredible.
And it's also made by Alexander Collin.
This is a ginormous cake.
Yes, it is. And wait till you see this one.
Are you kidding me? I've never seen anything like it. It's a keg fit for a king.
This is called the Powder Tower. In the 1600s, the French blew it up.
This part's granite, but the rest of it's sandstone.
I actually never noticed that before.
According to my Oma, my ancestors transported these pillars from the ruins of Charlemagne's palace in Ingelheim to here, to use around the wall.
That's over 100 kilometers away.
Yeah, it's really far.
It is. That's my favorite thing about this castle.
What?
No matter what horrible thing happened, from being struck by lightning or under siege of war, people of Heidelberg were always ready to pick up the pieces and make it beautiful again.
It amazes me what lengths humans are willing to go to for beauty.
And we still do it today.
Lucas gazes at Heidi, who turns to look at him.
Well, at least you do. I mean, I'm still amazed by your artwork. It reminds me of 19th century Bohemian glassmakers.
Right. Well, for someone who specifically claims not to be an artist, you sure do know a lot about art.
There might be a reason for that.
They sit outside.
I studied art yet my time at Heidelberg University.
That's why you know so much.
I credit that to the school more than to myself.
I noticed the wood carving you were working on looked a little bit like the Renaissance relief we saw in the castle. Did that inspire you?
I would say it's more of a blatant copy.
Stop doing that.
Doing what?
You keep downplaying yourself as an artist. You are talented. You should embrace it. Seriously.
I really wish I could embrace it. But I've lost my inspiration for it.
Why is that?
I thought woodworking would fulfill the need to create. And it did for a while. But now it feels so routine. I'm just going through the motions. Especially since my father turned it all over to me. I don't have the time to be artistic, even if I wanted to.
Do you regret taking it over?
Not exactly. I really am proud of what my family has built over so many generations.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now that it was just dropped in my lap, I feel a lot of pressure not to let people down, especially my father. He seemed so happy to hand over the keys to the shop. I didn't want to disappoint him.
Maybe you should talk to him. Let him know how you feel.
Lucas shrugs.
In a way, it's too late. I mean, I can't really run off and pursue something else now, can I?
I can't answer that for you. But I do know that you need an outlet for your creativity. Otherwise, it'll dry up. So, whether it's at work or somewhere else, we gotta find it.
Others sit at tables outside the castle. At night, Lucas and Heidi round the corner of the guest cottage.
You really didn't have to walk me home.
It's fine. I still have some work to do in the shop tonight anyway. Someone has been distracting me lately.
Shame on them.
It's okay. I told St. Nicholas to put on Bell's Nickel's list.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's already on his way with a wheelbarrow of coal.
Oh, goodness. That's tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Did the boys collect one of your shoes yet?
Yes, it was so cute. I gave them one of my boots so I could maximize the amount of chocolate I'll get.
Or the amount of coal.
I guess we'll see.
Lucas kisses Heidi's cheeks. Subtitles, sleep well. Good night. Heidi enters the cottage. Lucas exhales outside. He looks up at the furniture shop sign. Inside, he carves fluting detail into a furniture leg. He opens a drawer and takes out his rough wood carving. He closes the drawer and gazes at the carving. In the day, Yona and Danny run up to the guest cottage.
Hey, boys!
Saint Nicholas came!
He did. Well, what did he bring?
You have to look for yourself. Come on!
Okay, I'll be right there.
Maybe it's that one.
No, I already built it.
Good morning! Happy St. Nicholas Day!
Good morning!
Hey, how are you?
So, what did everyone get?
A new Dagua set, just like we asked for.
Excellent.
You must have been good. What are you building?
Saint's robot.
Danny hands Heidi her boot.
It's yours!
I'm rich!
They're not real. They're made out of chocolate.
Even better.
Well, we also got something in here.
But my boot's already full.
Well, the boot is from St. Nicholas, but the stocking is for surprises from friends or a loved one.
Heidi pulls out a chocolate.
A studenten kuss. Did you pick this up for me?
It wasn't me, actually. Oh,
and who did it?
Lucas eyes his family.
Oh, someone wants to kiss you. Who wants to kiss you, Heidi?
Nobody wants to kiss her.
Really, Lucas?
Well, of course, people want to kiss you. Probably hundreds of men.
Hundreds? Who do you think I am?
No, obviously that's not what I meant. Well, what did you mean?
Yes, do tell.
So somebody has a crush on Heidi. Can you blame them?
No, but traditionally, if a suitor was brave, they would put their name on it, like it did with your mother.
Maybe your suitor isn't very brave.
Perhaps the suitor didn't even know about this. And the chocolate was put in your stocking by someone who fancies themselves a matchmaker.
Well, secret admirer or not, this looks delicious. I'm gonna have to get Oma another. I'm gonna try this one.
I'll have a bite.
Oh, Danny.
I think you've had quite enough chocolate today.
Yeah,
sure, you can never have too much chocolate on St. Nicholas Day.
Oh.
Heidi tosses Dorisa a chocolate.
Here you go, buddy.
Yes, this is good.
What do you say? You'll get an email the second they're available, and you can pick them up right here.
Thank you.
Bye. Lucas comes to Heidi's booth.
Hi.
You're ready for round two?
Oh, my goodness. The post office.
I brought some liquid courage, just in case.
I hope we don't need it.
This has to be some kind of joke.
I assure you, neither I or any of my colleagues find this amusing in any way. If I want to make you laugh, I want to say...
A penguin walks into a sauna.
Okay,
we don't have time for jokes.
Fine. If you check next week...
No, it's already been a week.
Once again, I cannot speak to the inefficiencies of the provider you engaged. I can only assure you...
That I should have used the incredibly flawless, world-renowned service of the German Post. I know.
Your words. But I don't disagree.
Heidi backs away and leaves. Lucas faces the postal worker. I actually would have liked to hear the joke. Thank you for your time. 2,436.
Maybe this place will help you clear your head a bit. Philosopher's Way is the most famous hiking trail in Germany. It's been used by many great minds, including Goethe himself.
Well, Goethe must have been really in shape. This is no joke.
It's a bit steep. But look at this. It's my favorite view of the city.
I can see why.
I do some of my best thinking up here.
Curious. Why do you think you got so defensive last Sunday with the whole Studentenkuss scandal?
Maybe I was upset that someone beat me to the punch.
Is that so?
I'm busy.
A little bit.
But I still think my parents were behind this. They've been trying to fix me up for a decade now.
Why hasn't it worked?
Because so far, nobody I've met has what I'm looking for.
Interesting. And what are you looking for?
Someone with real passion, that's for certain.
Lucas looks away.
I can be too passive at times. I don't know, I just want someone who's driven to do what they believe in and then help me do the same.
I love that. What else?
Well, I'm not sure exactly, but I'm starting to figure it out.
Lucas smiles at Heidi.
Come on. Only 2 kilometers to go. Let's go.
I have no idea how far that is.
You'll find out soon enough.
Night market.
That's my favorite ornament? What I love about this one
is what the five golden rings represent. For me, it's my family. They are the most precious, hence the gold. And the symbol of the ring goes on forever. Oh. And I really believe that families are forever.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
Leo now plays piano while Mr. Offerman plays guitar and the family sings at home.
Oh, Tannenbaum, die grün sind deine Blätter, du grünst dich nur zur Sommer.
Mark and Teresa hold hands.
Winter, wenn es schneit. Oh, Tannenbaum,
Danny sits between Lucas and Heidi as they sing.
Die grün sind deine Blätter.
Speaking of Tannenbaums, we're halfway to Christmas. Where is your Christmas tree?
In Germany, we usually put up the tree on Christmas Eve.
When does your family put it up?
Well, when most Americans are shopping on Black Friday, my family celebrates what we call Green Friday. We go up into the mountains and cut down a fresh evergreen and bring it home that night to decorate it.
Lovely.
Aww.
Reminds me that it's time to light the third Advent candle and to share another Oppermann tradition. This week's theme is all about joy. We are all very thankful for the gifts that St. Nicholas gave us last week. So this week, we focus on how we can give back to our community this Christmas season.
We'll go first. As you know, Mark and I met at the Christmas charity dinner for the senior care facility. Well, we're excited to tell you that we decided to volunteer to host the entire event this year.
That's great.
Maybe we can all volunteer to serve at the event.
Yeah, Mother and I could be in charge of the cooking.
We'll take all the help we can get.
God's sake.
Thank heaven.
I could sing a Christmas carol for the program. I can sing too.
That would be lovely.
Lucas, what about you?
What else do you need?
What about gifts for the guests?
Well, that would be a lovely idea, but there might be too many guests to arrange that.
Yeah, after covering food and decorations, we usually don't have the budget for gifts.
I have an idea that won't cost you a thing.
Okay.
Outside in the day, Heidi puts an antler headband on Lucas.
Are the horns really necessary?
We're Santa's helpers. We have to look the part.
This sort of thing may work in the States, but I'm a bit worried how it's going to go over out here.
Lucas, it's for a good cause, okay? Try and have a better attitude.
I apologize. Engaging, cheery smile.
Good. Watch and learn. This is how you do a hard sell.
Heidi wears an elf hat.
Hi, Anya. Hi, hello.
You're looking good today. You're such a treasure.
Oh, thanks again for watching my booth yesterday. I think I made more sales in those 2 hours than I did the rest of the day.
Well, your work is brilliant. It sells itself.
You're so kind.
Hey, Anya, I was wondering, would you be willing to donate one of your pieces to charity?
What kind of charity?
It's for senior citizens who don't have a place to go for Christmas.
Please, take whatever you'd like.
Thank you.
How about the socks? They're the comfiest.
These are perfect.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Heidi waves the socks at Lucas.
And that's how it's done.
I think it was the ears.
I think so, too.
Heidi touches the ears on her hat. At night, Heidi and Lucas walk through the market, conversing and collecting items from the different craftspeople. Lucas gestures to a booth of wooden models. Heidi holds an ear warmer. She speaks and gestures to a woman in a booth, who hands Heidi a pair of slippers. Heidi and Lucas look at a snow globe. They stand at the post office.
Please, let it be one of these other guys.
348.
Of course not. Mr. Wiedemann.
Fräulein Heidi Heidelberg.
I'm surprised you remember such a boring and common name.
Heidi hands him a slip.
Please, tell me my shipment cleared Icelandic customs.
I can see here that your packages have left Iceland safely.
Oh.
But they were shipped to Ireland, unfortunately, and must clear a similar protocol.
Ireland?
Lucas shifts in irritation.
Why Ireland?
It seems you have become a victim of poor penmanship. Apparently, the letter R looked much like a C. Huh? I'm afraid. Your carrier did not catch this originally and forwarded it to Ireland instead of the final destination. That happens quite often. Not by the ever-efficient German post, of course.
Of course.
But why would it have been to either Iceland or Ireland in the first place?
To save money. A multi-stop delivery is much cheaper, albeit a much less viable option.
Can you take me to the Christus Church?
I'm sorry, madam, but I cannot leave my post during business hours.
Not you. Him.
Of course.
Mr. Biedman, it is clear that you are an exceptional representative of the German Post, which is why I am going to empower you to contact me the moment you hear anything regarding my shipment. Can you do that?
Heidi hands Mr. Biedman a piece of paper.
I will promptly present the service, Mrs. Heidelberg. Have a very Merry Christmas. Auf Wiedersehen.
349!
Lucas and Heidi sit in church pews at night.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine. Really. I just needed a little perspective. This is where Oma would come for Christmas Eve service. I thought it would bring me a little peace.
I still can't believe how well you handled that.
I do need to start thinking about alternatives, though. Maybe I can find a glass blowing shop nearby that I can use.
Do you really think you can remake all those ornaments in 2 weeks?
Mm-mm.
Just be patient and try to focus.
I know. Peel back the negative and focus on the positive.
So what are we looking for exactly?
Heidi takes out Oma's list.
Painting behind the third column.
The two glance around.
Do you think that's it over there?
Heidi and Lucas walk to the painting.
I think it's this nativity painting. Right here.
It's beautiful.
It really is.
It was the winner of a painting contest in 1932.
Marie Keller?
Plaque.
That's my great-grandma. That's Oma's mom. Oh. My Oma always said I got my artistic sense from my great-grandma Keller.
The talent definitely runs deep.
Heidi raises her phone to take a photo of the painting.
You want to take a walk with me? I can see why my Oma preferred the Bridget Knight.
I would have to agree with her.
I'm having such a wonderful time. Honestly, if it wasn't for you, I don't think I ever would have seen outside the market.
They walk the bridge.
No, seriously. Sometimes I get so obsessed about what I think is important that I lose sight of what's actually important. And now I'm seeing this whole side of the city that I wouldn't have seen otherwise. I'm finally learning how special this place is.
I'm learning how special you are. After our talk at the castle, I decided to work on my art again. And to make it more of a priority. I told you that I lost my passion for art, but I think I found my muse again. And you?
That makes me really happy. You're unlike anyone I've ever met before.
Lucas stops and turns to her.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like we have this understanding. Connection that I've never felt before. It's like we speak the same language.
Even though we speak different languages?
You beat me to it.
Lucas inhales.
This is actually my favorite spot.
Lucas leads Heidi to a spot at the side of the bridge. They look out at the city view.
Wow. Gosh, it's perfect. You know, there's only two things that could make this trip any better.
What would those be?
The first would be for my packages to finally arrive. And the second would be for me to figure out if I truly have a secret admirer.
The mysterious Studentenkuss.
Yeah, I'd love to get to the bottom of it.
But I don't know who gave you the chocolate, but I can assure you that it's not a secret how much I admire you.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Yes, clearly. Heidi and Lucas lean closer and kiss. They look at one another and turn toward the view, embracing.
There it is. It's so beautiful. I can't believe it's still there.
Gosh, you're such a brilliant artist.
Told you, that's where you get it.
It looks like you're working on a masterpiece of your own.
Just a little something for Christmas.
Well, thank you for making that list. It's been so much fun piecing together the picture of your youth here.
How many have you completed so far?
A bunch, but I still have a lot to go. I have to fit it in between my time at the market, but Lucas thinks we can finish all of them before I go home.
Great. How have your sales been?
Well, pre-sales are going really well. People are ordering off the display sets, so as long as the real sets arrive in the next week, I should be able to fulfill all the orders in time for Christmas. If not, I need to find a shop out here and get to work.
That must be so stressful.
It is, but Lucas has helped me keep a really good perspective about it all.
You keep mentioning Lucas. Is there anything else going on there?
Come on, Alma. You know I can't hide anything from you.
I won't say a word to your mother.
It has developed a bit since we last talked. I don't know if it's 100% real or if it's a product of how magical everything is here, but he is really special.
I only have one piece of advice. Treat this relationship like you treat your art. Whatever you do, let it be inspired.
I love you so much.
Edie, oh.
Love you too. Heidi closes her laptop, smiling. Stuck in by the fire. She checks off items on Oma's list. She points through the back of a train car with Lucas. They look at each other serenely. The train travels along the snowy track. Heidi talks to customers at her booth. Lucas takes out his carving at his shop. People remove the number 18 tile from the large advent calendar at the market. At the Hotel Ritter, Heidi and the Opera Mans drink and sing. Heidi checks off another item from the list. Lucas works on his carving while Mr. Offerman sands a piece of furniture. A person takes the number 19 tile from the calendar. Lucas brings Heidi a box of food at her booth. Heidi and Lucas watch an orchestra in an auditorium. A waiter with champagne approaches them outside the auditorium.
And that was the last thing on the list. Yes, we've done everything.
Danke sehr.
To completing all of the items on Oma's list.
And a few of our own as well.
Oh, sorry. Just in case it's Mr. Friedman.
He's not going to text you.
He texted me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What does it say?
I am pleased to inform you that your shipment arrived at the Frankfurt Hub today. Unfortunately, there is no service on Sunday, but I took the liberty to expedite the delivery of all of your packages to the given address at 124 Wilhelminenstrasse. Expect them first thing Monday morning. Merry Christmas and Auf Wiedersehen, Lawrence Friedman of the ever-reliable and extremely efficient German Postal Service.
To Mr. Friedman. Very strange, but honorable man.
Cheers. Heidi and Lucas sip their champagne. The Oppermans mill around an event hall. Mr. Oppermann leans across the counter to people serving food in military dress.
Don't mix the sweet with the savory, okay?
Honey, just leave them alone. We'll have to get into costume.
And serve seconds and thirds to anyone who asks. Nobody goes hungry, all right?
Thank you for doing this. Everybody's so happy.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Of course.
I can't wait to see the look on their faces when we hand these out.
Speaking of which, where's our St. Nicholas and Bells Nickel?
I'm sure they'll be here on time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some special guests.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everyone! All of Eidnachten and alle Merry Christmas!
Heidi sings on stage while Lucas plays guitar. We'll nod Annie and the costume St. Nicholas hand presents to the seniors in attendance. An older man mouths, ooh, as he opens a snow globe.
Now, you dear old man, whisper what you bring
to me. So Merry Christmas, everyone!
Everybody!
The seniors continue opening their gifts and looking at them in awe. Fiona and Danny ring bells.
I'm going to say,
Christmas Eve is coming soon. Now, you dear old man, whisper what you'll bring to me. Tell me if you can.
Heidi and the Opera Man sit at home.
The fourth week of Advent represents peace. It's a virtue that is very difficult to find in these days. But if you want to see our world in harmony, it's important that we are the peacemakers at home and in our community. Is anybody closer to fulfilling their stocking secret yet?
We actually just fulfilled ours.
Yes, I can't wait to hear. You may have guessed it already, but we got inspired to host the seniors' dinner together.
And with all your help, we were able to make it more special than it's ever been.
Yay! Anybody else fulfill their secret?
I did, so did I. I wanted to join the kinder choir at school, but I thought it was too small to sing with the older kids. But I asked my teacher, and she's letting me join the spring concert.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. That is
good. My secret was to make a new friend, not a best friend, because Yoan is my best friend, but someone that's in my same class. So I made friends with Max from my football team.
Yay! Well, my stocking secret is one I thought might never be possible to achieve, but with a little Christmas luck and some amazing advice from Lucas and Teresa, I was able to sell out all of my ornaments on pre-sale orders alone.
Wow! That's awesome!
Yes.
And now that my shipment is finally arriving tomorrow, I'll be able to give everyone their ornaments in time for Christmas.
Aww. What about you, brother? Any luck with your secret?
My secret was to dedicate more time to something that I've always been passionate about, but always too scared to really pursue it. My artwork. When I took over the woodshop, I felt a lot of pressure to put the artistic side of me away and focus on the family business. Oddly, the pressure wasn't coming from anyone else. It was put on by myself. But I'm not going to do this anymore. This doesn't mean I'm quitting the business. It just means that I will do whatever it takes to find time to work on my own creations as well. Even if that means that I need to bring on some other help. I especially want to thank Heidi for inspiring me. And for that, I want you to have this. It was one of my first pieces of work, but thanks to you, it won't be my last.
Lucas hands Heidi a wood carving of the Heidelberg Bridge. The two embrace. Mr. and Mrs. Opperman eye each other, smiling.
All right, you two, what about you? Have your stocking secrets come true?
Rudy and I, we share the same secret.
Any updates on how it's going?
Well, it's a little early to be certain, but I must say things are looking pretty positive.
Yeah?
Very promising, I'd say.
Thank you for taking this tradition to heart. It's really helped me feel at home.
Wait until you see the next one. Danny, not yet.
It's fine. I think it's time. Yes?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Time for what?
Subtitles. Oh, boys. Yes, eyes. Yes. Now. Russi. The Benz. Yep. I'm on it.
You know I can speak German. Kind of.
Okay, yes, pass off.
What is happening?
The boys cover Heidi's eyes as the family brings in a tree.
I'm not peeking. I'm not peeking.
Two, one. Surprise! It's a few weeks late by your tradition and a week too early by ours. But we wanted to compromise.
That's beautiful.
Imagine when we finish decorating. Come on, let's get it started.
Yes. Oh, come on, just grab one.
That smells so good.
I want that one on the top, actually.
Beautiful. Ooh, I like this one. This.
Heidi reads in the guest cottage. She beams and gets up. Delivery people unload the damaged boxes at the house. Heidi touches the boxes, then runs to the delivery van.
Hey, the boxes are pretty beat up. Are you sure they're okay?
I'm sorry, madam. This is the condition they were in when they arrived in Frankfurt.
Heidi signs for the packages with a forlorn expression.
Thank you.
Heidi looks down. She approaches a box and pauses. She opens it. Lucas pauses in alarm while polishing a chair. He leaves the shop. Mr. and Mrs. Opperman dig through the boxes with Heidi. Heidi cries. Lucas kneels next to her.
I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Oh, you guys can stop. You can stop.
Heidi puts her hands up.
There's no point.
Well, at least you got the insurance. The shipping company will have to pay for this disaster.
He's right. At least you will be able to refund your customers.
I don't care about the money. I don't even care about the countless hours I spent making them. What I care about is letting all those people down. You know, one woman told me how excited she was to give these to her elderly father. 12 Days of Christmas is his favorite carol, and she wanted to give him something special. Something to lift his spirits. Said she couldn't wait to see the look on his face. It breaks my heart to know that won't happen.
Heidi, you have to know that this is not your fault.
It doesn't matter whose fault it is. It still happened. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Heidi rises to her feet.
I was so close to fulfilling my dream.
Lucas rises.
And now it's all just shattered.
Heidi walks away while the Oppermans look on in concern. In the cottage, Heidi packs her bag.
Come in.
Lucas enters behind her, carrying a box.
I guess that means you're leaving.
What else should I do? I don't have a reason to stay anymore.
Well, I can think of a few.
There's almost a week of the market left, and I have nothing to sell.
I'm not talking about the market.
I can't talk about this right now.
You're leaving. When else should we talk? Heidi turns around.
No, I think it's best if we leave things as they are.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
It means I don't want all the memories we shared these last few weeks to be tied to that mess up there. I want to drop it in a perfect snow globe and remember it all on its own. Forever.
Es wird ein bisschen eng.
Lucas smiles. Would be a bit crowded, don't you think? A little bit.
Look at you. You understood everything that I said without any translation. What does that tell you?
Don't make this harder for me.
Heidi, I want to tell you something.
I know what you're gonna say.
No, you don't, actually. So please just let me say it. I found these three ornaments among the shards. The only ones that remain unharmed, and I believe they were meant to survive the journey.
He picks up an ornament from the box he brought in.
The swan reminds me of your grace and your beauty. Maybe the doves will give you some peace.
He hands Heidi an ornament painted with doves. She cradles it in her hands.
And the milkmaid. It's still a mystery to me, but just give me some time. I'll find a connection.
Heidi looks down and nods.
I can only imagine how heartbroken you are. And I know that there's nothing that you or I can do to fix it right now. But I have no doubt that you will be able to pick up the pieces and move on to something even more beautiful.
Heidi gets up and puts the dove ornament in Lucas' hand, closing his fingers around it. She turns away from him.
Promise to at least say goodbye before you leave.
Facing away, Heidi cries as Lucas leaves. She closes her suitcase and turns around. She looks at the bridge carving Lucas gave her. She looks to the ornaments, then back to the carving. She sits down in front of the carving and ornament box. She takes glass shards from the broken ornaments and places them onto the carving. She takes shards in her hand and begins lining the bottom of the carving with them. In his shop, Lucas works on another carving. Heidi enters.
Lucas, we're gonna need some glue.
I'm not...
Oh, it's not for the ornaments. Well, sort of. Come here. Come on. It's a concept piece. I felt inspired and wanted to show you.
It's interesting. It's unique. I love it.
Do you think we have something here?
I know it.
How many more of these do you have?
Lucas pulls open drawers of carvings.
And a few more boxes in storage.
We better get busy.
How's this going to work? Most of these are still rough carvings. It will take forever to finish them.
That's the beauty of this new design. The carvings serve as the foundation, and the mosaic that we build together from broken glass will be the finishing.
There's a lesson in there somewhere.
We're gonna need some help.
Mark sets carvings in front of the boys.
Okay, easy, boys, easy. We're looking for Lego-sized pieces here, nothing smaller, okay? Here we go.
Here are some.
Yes. The whole family works on the mosaic carvings. At night, the family looks at the finished pieces.
What do you think? Will they sell at the market?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
But they take so long to make. Ugh,
good thing we don't have to do it all in one night. There's still 3 full days left at the market, so we'll work as late as we can tonight and pick up again in the morning. I mean, Lucas and I, you all have done your part.
Now, please, get these boys to bed.
Copy that. Come on, guys, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, kids.
Goodnight.
Sleep tight. If you need more time to finish the mosaics, then Rudy and I can handle the customers.
Oh, that would be amazing. I'll email everyone and update the website. Some people might be upset, so I'm sorry if you have to deal with that.
No. Once they see these new creations, they will be thrilled to get one in exchange.
I hope so.
I know so.
It's such an interesting blend of two very different styles, but somehow perfectly complementary.
I guess it was meant to be.
All right, you two. Time for bed.
Good night.
Lucas, can I speak to you for a moment?
Of course.
I'll walk you out. Thank you.
Thanks.
Heidi and Mrs. Opperman walk off.
I'm sorry for stepping away from the business so suddenly. It was meant to be a token of how much I trust and appreciate your work. And I realize now that it must have put a tremendous amount of pressure on you. The last few weeks in the shop have taught me I miss working with you more than ever.
It has been quite nice.
Maybe I can delay my retirement until we can make a plan for what you want the future to look like. Hmm? Together?
Yeah.
Yes, I would love that. They hug.
Come here. I'm proud of you.
Here, do you want some glue?
Mm-hmm. Heidi and Lucas work.
Oh, this is nice. Almost finished. Hey, that's perfect.
Okay, I'm gonna add some red for the boots.
Oh, I like that idea.
Better hurry.
Just taking it all in. Only one more day at the market. One more day in Heidelberg.
Try not to think about it. Just enjoy yourself.
Is that working for you?
Not in the slightest.
Same. But good thing for both of us. You reached out to the head of the selection committee for the Christmas market. And even though it was in really broken German, I explained what happened with the shipments and the pre-orders, and I asked if we could secure a spot for next year.
Serious? What did they say?
It was a resounding, yeah.
You said it back, I hope.
Yeah.
Lucas lifts Heidi in an embrace.
I know. A lot can happen in a year. But come on. spending the holidays in Heidelberg. That's a tradition I could get used to.
Lucas and Heidi kiss outside the market.
Come on.
That's amazing.
Mr. and Mrs. Oppermann Manlikwood, okay. Single line people. Thank you.
I'm right behind you.
Heidi goes to her booth.
Thank you so much.
Subtitles. Have fun. Thanks. You too.
Thank you for your patience. I'm so glad you still wanted your order.
Okay.
Here you go.
Okay.
Oh, hey. This is the woman I was telling you about. Siri is like, hi.
Hi.
I got your email about the ornaments.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. It was tragic. But that tragedy inspired something just as beautiful.
Yes. They're quite exquisite.
You're welcome to anyone you want. But... I have a feeling you'd rather have these.
It's your only set.
A special gift for a very special father.
Heidi hands the woman the case.
This will keep him singing for many years to come.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Heidi and Lucas hand out the pieces.
Merry Christmas. I can't believe it.
The last one.
Oma arrives. I'll take that one.
How did you? When did you? Oma!
Heidi hugs Oma.
I couldn't miss your first Christmas in Heidelberg.
I want you to meet Lucas.
Welcome home.
Danke. I hope you're ready, because I have my own list to show you.
Ah, is that so?
You have to try Teresa's Black Forest cake, and then I have to show you the most gorgeous hand-knit stockings. I'm so glad you're here.
Lucas watches them set off.
Lucas, what are you doing?
Why don't the two of you go on alone? I don't want to interfere. I can catch up with you later.
Subtitles, absolutely not.
Okay, I can't argue with that.
Lucas joins the two women.
Hear the bells ringing, hear the kids singing. This is
the three walk through the wintry market. Hands take the number 24 from the advent calendar. At the Oppermann's home, Mark serves dinner. The family join hands and lift their glasses. Heidi and Lucas kiss. The boys sit at the piano with sheet music. Oma, Heidi, and the Oppermanns sing. Oma hands Mrs. Oppermann a gift. Mrs. Oppermann opens the lid, revealing a cross stitch of the family.
So on behalf of the Oppermann family, we want you to have this.
Lucas gives Oma a gift.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, see?
Oma unwraps the gift, the painting from the church.
Oh my goodness.
We talked to our pastor, and she felt it was time that it went back to the family.
I don't know what to say. Are you sure?
She insisted.
Come here. You don't know what this means, Sui. Thank you so much. Darling. Thank you.
Heidi and Oma gaze at the painting.
I understand you did our stocking secret edition this year.
Yes, we did indeed.
Yeah.
And did your secret wish come true?
I believe so.
Subtitles, I'm pretty sure. Oma and the Oppermanns look at Heidi and Lucas across the room. Heidi and Lucas kiss.
Merry Christmas.
Frohe Weihnachten.
Merry Christmas. The two kiss again.